Fred from the radio, Angela Cherby from the Rome International Film Festival at the MIA Market. And what you're going to hear is an extract from the panel Stories That Travel, What Can We Learn from Best Practices and Worst Nightmares? And you're going to hear Nils Hartmann from Sky Italy talking about the impact of local set and produced TV series on the European market, because as we hear, local is the new global.
As the Italian industry here knows, Sky is forced to do something different than Ryan Mediaset just due to the nature of being a pay TV operator, so it wouldn't make much sense editorially to choose subjects that are similar to what free TV does. I think Gomorra and also 1992 are good examples of very local production, hyper-local productions. They're not only in Italian, they're in a strong dialect. Whereas Gomorra was a brand before we picked it up, because it was a book by Saviano, it was a movie, and then it became a series, so it was more intuitive that it could be sold around the world, not in the way it was sold. 1992 is quite a surprise, because it's an original concept developed by us. It's a political story about Italy. But there's something in the way these pay TV series produced, are realized, the way the characters are written, that obviously works, because also 1992 is selling. So I think the one lesson you could learn, tying in with what you were saying, is local is the new global, and the Scandidrama proves that if something works and is truthful to the stories you're telling, the characters are truthful to the environment they're living in, then there is an audience now more ready to watch subtitled or dubbed product. On the other hand, we as Sky are now in a bigger platform. We are merged with Sky UK, Sky Deutschland, so we are a big platform in Europe. Now, very frankly, as I was telling Mr. Moito before, doing co-productions is a big pain in the back, because you spend hours on the phone speaking with your English colleagues and your German colleagues, and I think there's three lanes, really. One is the local production, and we as pay TV operators have to go on doing our local productions, because we do those for our audience to get subscriptions, basically. And I think if they're well done, like Gomorra 1992, they can then go on and sell, but the mission is to do them locally. I think then there is opportunities as a platform to do big international co-productions. We are doing one right now, which is The Young Pope by Sorrentino. Obviously, having a great artist like Sorrentino makes it easier, because he will just decide, so whatever editorial notes he gets from France, because the project also involves Canal Plus and HBO, he'll just go ahead and do whatever he has to do. I would say, curiously enough, we've been, one thing we decided within the Skies, there's always going to be only one network sitting on the driver's seat editorially. We still gathered notes from everyone, and not surprisingly, we're all doing the same job, so it's not like we had editorial notes that were so different one from each other. So it is possible. I think these big international co-productions will be not so many, few, and really, really difficult to put together, both from an editorial and an economic point of view. And then I think there's a third lane, which is pre-acquisitions, projects that you find interesting that are not necessarily your local production, but are interesting enough to pick them up beforehand for the rights, so that you have the product in exclusivity.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.